This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Shedeur Sanders going number 3 to the New York Giants, even though he's way down on the prospect list. Why?
Desperation.
He's a quarterback. That's right. I wonder, before we get into the other aspect of this, I look at the Giants. They signed Jameis. Then they brought in Russell Wilson. Man, I would think that if there's a team that could kick the quarterback situation down the road a little bit, it would be New York. Because
they have trophies in the case?
Well, yes, but they also do have two guys who could, in theory, be your starting quarterback next year. I would prefer Russ to Jameis, but you could start Jameis if you had to. And I would think if they drafted Shedeur Sanders at 3 or traded up to 2 to get him, or if they went nuts and somehow able to get Cam Ward at number 1 from Tennessee, I would think that screams that they're trading Russ or Jameis before the start of the regular season.
I think they
still have Tommy DeVito, too.
Yeah.
Tommy DeVito.
My cousin Vinny. I think that the Browns seem to be positioning themselves to give them an opportunity to kick the can down the road, too. Just based,
it feels that way, huh?
Just based on what Jimmy Haslam said to reporters who attended the owners' meetings in West Palm Beach, Florida, when he mentioned a 1 to 2 year process, and that they're not going to pressure, pressure themselves into taking a quarterback if it's not the right thing to do. And I think that is an important piece of information to cling to as you go through this process, because as you said, there is no clear consensus on Shedeur. And obviously I realize the only consensus that matters is Andrew Berry, Catherine Hickman, and Glenn Cook, and Kevin Stefanski. And
Do you find that puzzling? The only reason I find it puzzling that there's not a more balanced consensus on this is this. Man, some organization is going to either strike out big,
or they're going to strike gold.
Yeah. And I mean,
it's a risk.
Yeah.
But
that's,
you know what
that's
they say.
That's the thing.
No risk it, no biscuit.
I love that one, by the way.
But the problem is the Browns have been down that road where they've taken the risk and it blows up in their face.
Yeah.
And so you wonder.
Too often.
Yeah. And I realize sitting here, I can use their history against them, but they can't allow their history to dictate their decision-making process. Not one iota. Their decision-making process has to be based solely on their evaluation of this young man and whether or not they feel he is a franchise game changer. Because here's the thing, Jeff, and this is my argument ultimately against drafting any of these quarterbacks in the first round.
Except Ward.
Even Ward. got to be a franchise change. Like, you don't need like a Baker Mayfield. With all due respect to what Baker did here, right?
Mm-hmm.
He started, what was it, 53 straight games, got him to the playoffs, had a couple things gone their way in that Chiefs game. They could have gotten to the conference championship. Who knows, maybe history is altered forever.
They were certainly competitive with Baker at quarterback.
Okay. But I feel like even with Baker's success down in Tampa Bay, there's a ceiling there, okay? There's a limitation there. You're only going to go so far. The goal, and Chris Rose talked about it, the goal is not to win 8, 9, 10 games a year, make the playoffs, and do what the Pittsburgh Steelers do, go home on wild card weekend every year. The goal is to compete to win Super Bowls, to get to and win Super Bowls, okay? And I am not sold that any of these quarterbacks will get you there, will get you to that level. And the guys you have to go through right now, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson.
Justin Herbert.
I was getting to him.
Yeah.
Okay?
Maybe C.J. Stroud.
Maybe. But you, five, maybe six guys that you have to go through if you want to get to that level. Worst year to need a quarterback. Worst year. Not only in free agency, not even on the trade market, but in this, in the draft and having a number two pick. Worst year ever to be in this spot, which is why I'm pounding the table for my guy, Travis Hunter. That is why I'm so against this, Jeff, because I'm looking at the current landscape and what it's going to take to get to that level. And it just, it feels like even if you take one of these kids, right, we're throwing stuff against the wall, hoping maybe Kevin Stefanski and Tommy Rees, like they can find something with one of these kids and turn them into something. But I'm looking at what the Browns have to go through, not just in their own division, okay? I mean, they can't even come close to climbing the mountain in their own division, let alone the conference. And that's my standard. And maybe I'm being too harsh. Maybe I'm being unfair. But that's the standard for me, Jeff. It's not just, hey, let's you know, be competitive. Let's be the Pittsburgh Steelers right now and win our 9 and 10 games and celebrate no losing seasons under Mike Tomlin and then go home every year on wild card weekend. It's about advancing and competing to get to and win Super Bowls, and I just am not convinced any of these kids in this draft are going to get you there, and I say that realizing, guess what? There's going to be someone in this draft that'll get somebody there, but can Andrew Berry figure out what that which player that is?
I think I'm in a minority with this. I don't need a splashy move at quarterback. I just need, for a team that's coming off three wins, I need a competitive quarterback.
You need some substance, style.
I mean,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I could live with Carson Wentz as the starting quarterback.
And let's be honest about it. That's been part of the problem for the Browns over the years. And I'm not just saying, like, under, like, the Haslam owner. I'm going all the way at Randy Lerner's ownership.
Oh, yeah.
This franchise always wins the offseason. Okay? They always make splashes in the offseason. Now, this year's an exception to the rule. There's been no splashes really to make. Okay? So I'm not criticizing at all. I think Andrew Berry has handled this offseason pretty well. I'm completely fine with what he's done because I get it. I understand it. But they need to start making the splashes during the regular season when the games are being played. That's when I want to see them make the splashes, and the frustration is they don't. It all comes in the offseason. This is the funnest time of the year. It's the be optimistic time of the year. The draft is the Super Bowl celebration for Browns fans. They're bringing in Journey for this thing. Like, it needs to be in the regular season.
You really want it to be cool, like, you know, dust off Steve Perry and replace the other guy. Sorry. Not happening, I know. And the other guy's done a fine job. He sounds just like Steve Perry. Although I will say I don't know his name off the top of my head.
Dan's got it. He's the Google machine.
What's
over
his
there.
Name,
Dana? I don't know.
See, there you go. There you go.
Don't stop believing.
The other guy sounds good.
Separate ways, baby.
I never
a big Journey guy after Steve Roland, that backing Santana band, left and it turned into Steve Perry's thing. I got away from Journey then.
They're mad at you to this day.
I know. They feel the pain. They feel the pain.
I'm sure they do. I see what you did there. I just think they so have to know exactly what they're doing because of you have one quarterback sitting there right
well,
now.
Well, Jeff,
you have one quarterback.
I hope they know what they're doing at this point.
But see, the tough part of that, though, Daryl, the absolute knowing what you're doing is, okay, we're going to draft one of these quarterbacks at two. That's the only thing that you can flat out say this is a surefire deal. You can draft Cam Ward or Sanders at two.
No, you can't draft Cam Ward at two. He ain't going to be there.
You can draft one or the other at two, whichever guy is standing.
And I'm telling
at,
you.
I get it, but you get my point.
You got one guy to pick from. His name is Shedeur Sanders.
Okay. If that's the case, fine. But you know what I'm talking about. They'll get one of those two quarterbacks. I would assume it's Sanders as well. That's your lock. If you don't do that, then where are you going? Are you sure you're getting Kirk Cousins?
I'm not
going Carson Wentz. You're going to start Kenny Pickett and throw in some young guys and then see what guy gets kicked loose at the end of the year. Does Pittsburgh not bring in Aaron Rodgers and all of a sudden Aaron needs a team? And you figure, what the hey?
No, do not.
I wouldn't think that's the case, except he might be looking for a job and he might be wanting to play.
I think there's a very good possibility it's going to be a rookie quarterback starting week one. And it's not going to be the number two pick in the draft either.
That's Daryl. He's taking off because he's going over to the ballpark to get all educated.
I get to see all the new stuff they built.
That's going to be cool. I can't wait to see it. You'll have stuff.
I'm going to have tons of video and pictures and all that on my social channels. And we'll do a little recap on the website as well because it's their annual What's New at the Ballpark. And there's lots of new stuff.
There's a lot.
And you know what? I got to figure out where I'm going. Because I don't know where anything is now.
It's different. It's different.
I got to find out.
Thanks, buddy. Fun working with you today. Dan Menigan, sticking around? You going to stick around?
Yeah. I mean, I got to get all these Greg Roll takes out. I got Peter Green leaving Fleetwood Mac and how that went to hell in a handbasket. Let's go.
It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan, no longer writer on The Fan.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.